For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Here's part of a discussion I had with the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, Mr. Ethan Nadelman.
I mean, we are seeing the development of increasingly sophisticated political movement. Secondly, this is an issue which is not just locked on the progressive end of the spectrum. Although most of the juice and the energy is coming from people on the liberal, left, democratic end of the spectrum, it's almost always involves building bipartisan alliances with people in the Republican Party. You know, in Connecticut, where the key legislator is going to be on medical marijuana, will be a Republican legislator. In Maryland, where the Republican governor led the way. You know, in Wisconsin, Alabama, where Republicans are going to play pivotal roles in drug policy reform. In New York, even, where the Republicans have been a problem, but where we think they're going to be pivotal. So we're seeing increasingly building bipartisan coalitions to advance sensible drug policy. And lastly, understanding that now that Bush and the Republicans have taken all this power in Washington, that this is always also a time when we're going to see growing cleavages, growing divisions within the Republican Party. And it's important to remember that when it comes to the drug issue, that first of all, there's a lot of Republicans who feel powerfully about their libertarian principles, who talk about freedom and liberty in ways which even many liberal Democrats are afraid to do so. We saw it with Gary Johnson in New Mexico, and we've seen it with others as well. But secondly, some Republicans, especially at the state level, are remarkably committed to fiscal sensibility, to fiscal conservatism. The war on drugs is a huge and wasteful drain on resources, and we're finding more and more alliances with fiscally conservative Republicans who say we need to think more critically about how we spend our money in this area. And finally, you have a growing number of Republican legislators who have a personal experience with serious drug addiction in the family, a personal experience with a loved one who's used marijuana for medical purposes, a personal experience with somebody who's been incarcerated on a drug law violation, and they increasingly get it as well. So we have an issue which is mobilizing for people who care about social justice and racial justice, but we also have an issue which is effective for building bipartisan coalitions. That's where the energy, that's where the juice is going to have to be in the next 4 years, because things are not going to change in Congress, they're not going to change in Washington until things first change at the ground level in the states and the communities.
Ethan Nadelman, Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, I thank you for joining us. If you would like to learn more about the mechanisms of the drug war, I urge you to visit the website of the Drug Policy Alliance, and that's at www.drugpolicy.org. Ending the drug war will be a monumental challenge, but it can be done, and thanks to good folks like Ethan, it'll happen. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.